Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Monday, August 14th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Leading off today, you probably haven't used it for years, but one of Apple's oldest apps for iPhone and iPad is going away. Apple appears to be migrating the iTunes Movie Trailers application, first released in 2011, to being a built-in feature of the TV app, marking the end of an era as a standalone application. Apple has added a new banner to the iTunes Movie Trailers website and the apps on iPhone and iPad, saying, quote, Apple TV app is the new home of iTunes Movie Trailers, end quote. So with this change, Apple has started rolling out a new movie and TV trailers section to the TV app, starting first on Apple TV. This new interface offers a tiled design showing the latest trailers that are available to watch, but notably it removes all filtering and customization options that were available in the dedicated application. The new section is located in the Store tab of the TV app, which means it's pretty hidden and most users naturally won't come across it on their own. While Apple has maintained the dedicated iTunes Movie Trailers application for over a decade, it's largely become neglected. Trailers for movies and TV shows are now easily accessible in other places, such as on individual content pages in the TV app. But still, it's nice to see that Apple is committed to offering a dedicated interface for browsing trailers, even if it's not separated into its own separate application. The migration from the iTunes Movie Trailers app seems to be in the very early stages, and the new interface in the TV app isn't fully rolled out, especially on iPhone and iPad, but it is live on Apple TV for most users. In other news today, more details about what to expect from the M3 lineup of processors continue to emerge. We're expecting the first M3-powered Macs to hit the market in October, and now Bloomberg has more details on what's coming in the high-end M3 Ultra processor in 2024. Bloomberg reports that the M3 Ultra will offer a major increase in CPU cores combined with a more modest bump in GPU cores. The base configuration of the M3 Ultra will reportedly feature a 32-core CPU consisting of 24 performance cores and 8 efficiency cores. That's an increase of 8 CPU cores compared to the base M2 Ultra, and all of that increase is in the form of additional performance cores. The base M3 Ultra will also reportedly feature a 64-core GPU, which is 4 added GPU cores compared to the M2 Ultra. The top-end M3 Ultra configuration will offer the same 32-core CPU plus 80 GPU cores, an increase of 4 GPU cores compared to the M2 Ultra. What's particularly notable about the increase in CPU cores for the M3 Ultra is that the increase entirely comes in the form of additional performance cores rather than efficiency cores. As a refresher, Apple Silicon chips like the M series chips in the Mac are designed to intelligently manage performance between the efficiency and performance cores. The vast majority of the time, macOS can take advantage of the efficiency cores for most every task. But when you're really stressing the machine, the performance cores kick in to give you that added boost. The first Macs with M3 chips are expected in October, starting with a 13-inch MacBook Air, a 13-inch MacBook Pro, and a new 24-inch iMac. The 14-inch and 16-inch MacBook Pro with M3 Pro and M3 Max chips are expected first in 2024, followed by new versions of the Mac Pro and the Mac Studio later that year with M3 Ultra. We are sponsored this week by Backblaze. Backblaze makes backing up and accessing your data astonishingly easy. For just $7 a month, you get unlimited computer backup for Macs, PCs, and businesses. This includes movies, music, photos, videos, projects, contracts, and all of your data. You can access your backed up files on the go with Backblaze's iOS and Android applications, or from anywhere in the world using the web application. Backblaze also offers a restore, return, refund program. So if you lose your data, you can buy a hard drive restore from Backblaze. Use that hard drive to restore your data to your computer and send it right back to Backblaze within 30 days and get a full refund. Again, Backblaze makes backing up and accessing your data astonishingly easy. Get started today with a full-featured 15-day, no credit card required free trial at backblaze.com/daily. Visit that link or hit the link in the show notes to get started and to protect yourself from potential bad times. Backblaze.com/daily. My thanks to Backblaze for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Running out this week, Bloomberg also has new details on what's to come from the Apple Watch lineup. In the latest edition of his Power On newsletter, Bloomberg's Mark Gurman writes that Apple is preparing a major redesign for the Apple Watch, referred to as the Apple Watch X, or maybe pronounced as Apple Watch 10, similar to the iPhone 10. The Apple Watch X is slated to launch in 2024 or 2025, in line with the device's 10th anniversary. According to Bloomberg, this update will represent the biggest redesign of the Apple Watch ever, and it comes after the Apple Watch has stayed the same since basically the Series 6. While Apple has released a new Apple Watch every year since its inception, and plans to do so for the foreseeable future, Gurman says that internally Apple has held discussions about slowing down that year-over-year pace. This is underscored by the fact that Apple has been adding fewer and fewer new features to each year's new Apple Watch. But this redesigned Apple Watch 10 is said to be thinner than ever before and possibly use a new magnetic attachment system for attaching and swapping watch bands. The switch from the band-compatible sliding system to a new magnetic attachment system is reportedly in an effort to reduce space, potentially unlocking more internal space for a bigger battery or other components. But the magnetic system would mean all existing Apple Watch bands are incompatible with the new Apple Watch 10 design, but Bloomberg does point out that it's not quite sure if the magnetic attachment system will definitely be used for the Apple Watch 10, or if it's something Apple might scrap at the last minute. In addition to the new band swapping system and the thinner design, Bloomberg says that the Apple Watch X will also offer an improved micro LED display and perhaps the ability to monitor your blood pressure. Again, the Apple Watch X isn't expected to launch until 2024 or 2025 at the earliest, but our hope is that it'll be as big of a jump as the iPhone 7 to the iPhone 10. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. Again, my thanks to Backblaze for their support of the show this week. You can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter, Mastodon, or Threads at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.